Pasuk says, Achimos, it brings Pasuk Kaf Aleph, the Mizrach, or sitting at Avraham Molech. First, he should not take his Zerah, his children, and bring them to the Molech. There were different types of Rashi, but Zorahi, Sheshma Molech, Zohi, Avodasa, Shemosher Beno Chumor. Those who stay Maduros, they make two bonfires, two columns, two that seems to be the way the work. They used to put the sun in between, make him walk in between. I think my host showed him, did he die from it or not? I think it's different avodos. But either way, with a certain type of avodah zara, and that was, that's the pasuk says, don't do that. Don't cause a chil Hashem. The question is, what is the Chil Hashem we're referring to? There seems to be basic Avodah Zarah over here, or some form of it. That is Chil Hashem. So the Sforno says very clearly, Sforno and Chaf Aleph, Mizrach Ulsin Avira Molech, the Lord Chal Hashem Techa, Ki Omnam, Yakrivacha, Lakel Yisborach, Sh'ar Ba'i Chaim, when you go ahead and bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu other Ba'i Chaim, as you bring a regular korban, right? You bring karbanos in the Beis Hamikdash, karban. But vis-a-vis, in contrast, to the moloch, right? When you serve the moloch, what are you doing? You bring your son. Your son is much more precious than an animal is. In a year, mizesh, year, hamoloch, rav, hamailo mimenu, chas v'shom. So the appearance that's given is that there's so much more chashivas that's given to the moloch. So much more chashivas. Because look how you're serving the Moloch. On one hand, you serve HaKadosh Baruch with an animal, whether it's a cow or a sheep or a dove or whatever it might be, or a pigeon. When it comes to the Moloch, you're serving the Moloch by providing him with your son. It seems to be a very big inequity, inappropriate, you know, balance. And that's the Chil Hashem over here. The Rabban says, I think the same thing. The Hitzkibo by the brackets, I think I bracketed it off over there. Hitzkibo Chil Hashem, and the Torah mentions Chil Hashem ki kasher yishmu hagoyim. When the goyim hear shekibet as hamoach bezaro, that he was mechabed the moach with his children, v'yakriv mibehemto korban Hashem, and he will be makriv from his animals korban to Hashem, who Chil Hashem? That is the friend of Chil Hashem. Del she'omar navi. The gamas b'nei amashe yivodali, and the children which they will give birth to, haviru lahem, taviru lahem l'acha, they'll provide for the moach. Beside that, ozos osuli, timuot mikdashi b'yomahu. Right? They were, besides just doing the actual avodah zarah, the actual disgusting action of providing to the moach, the children, they were matamis mikdashi. Yomar, as how they've amu upishachatem es b'neihem, B'shachtem es b'neihem, I think it is, B'guleihem, B'yavor Mikdashi, B'yamahut Echalo. Coming to the Beis Hamikdash is a Chil Hashem over there. What's happening? Well, why is Chil Hashem? So I think Rabban means that pasuk is referring to because coming and being makriv a korban, when you just went ahead and provided your son to the moach, that's an imbalance. That's a Chil Hashem. So that itself, bring the korban, will eventually be a cause of Chil Hashem. Because prior to that, you went ahead and you brought the moloch. You brought your son to the moloch. Just a small nekuda boat, but I think it's a very big yisod. I mean, okay, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not asking us to bring out children. You know, Hashem says, I want you to bring karbanos. You can keep your children for yourself, do chinuch, teach them Torah, that's all I want. I never ask you to, I don't want you to bring your children to marry them between the fires and kill chas v'shalom. That's not what I'm asking. You know, I just want the karbanos. When it comes to the moloch asks, he's not more demanding, I guess, right? That moloch, that God of Moloch went there and demanded a lot more. He said, listen, I want your children. I want you to bring your children between the, imarver them, between the fires, between those rows of blowing hot stones. So, it's not a kasha. You know, I have a good teretz. I have a good teretz. You wonder why it was makriv more to the Moloch than Hashem, because Hashem didn't ask so much for me, but the Moloch asked for me. That's the way you serve him. You don't serve Hashem with your children. Rahman al-Sam. You serve the Moloch with the children. You know, that's how it's done. There's a very good reason why a person's putting emphasis and a lot more value and giving a lot more to the Moloch than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But But nevertheless, I both say that's the Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is not just when you do something which is disgusting. That's the Meisel with Chil Hashem. Right, but that's not what the Mepharshim say is the real Chil Hashem. That's the Chil Hashem. You serve a Moloch and you went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought your children. That's the Chil Hashem. But the higher level of Chil Hashem, which the Torah is focusing on, according to these Rishonim, is that you're doing something, your behavior, your lifestyle, the way you're being knowing yourself is totally inappropriate, because look what you're doing, look at the vibes you're giving off, you're machshav, you're so much more machshav because of your involvement in a certain hanhaga. You have good excuses and good reasons for it, and intellectually it's you have a good terrorist, no kashami, whatever kash you want. That's what Hashem wanted this, he wanted that. But it looks terrible, it doesn't look nice, from an uneducated perspective. Like, what's going to happen? You're being so nice to Moloch and to Hashem, you don't do so much. But it's good to listen. It seems that both say it's hard to make applications, but, a person is supposed to be careful. A person who lives his lifestyle, a person who must is very involved in Gashmi. He's very involved in Gashmi, He has a beautiful house, he has beautiful cars, he has beautiful things, I guess when it comes to his gemaras, when it comes to his farm, it's a nice, farm, okay, but Hashem doesn't demand, gold-coated gemaras, right? You can use regular chumash, it doesn't have to be gold-plated on the outside, no one asks for that. But it sounds like, this is not a psak for what you could or what you can't do, but the concept of both is there. That could be a chil Hashem. Hashem's people see that. Look how much emphasis and focus and time and energy and money and effort he puts into everything else. But when it comes to his Torah, when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch, when it comes to the Klei Kodesh or Nami Kedusha, okay, he does his thing, but he doesn't do it to Zekeli Van Deir. He doesn't do it. Well, Hashem never asked me to buy a gold plate of Chumash. Fine, it's a very good terrace, but if a person spends so much time and effort, energy and focus, I heard a story, and I think it's a good example of it. I think it was Reb Lubshansky. Was it Yaakov Lubshansky? It was a Mashkiach in Branovich, I think. Reb Lubshansky. It was Mashkiach in Branovich, in Branovich. And I think it says one time he went on vacation to the resort, like the Mega Dome did. He went to the Carpathia Mountains, whatever was over there. And he went. But then I think the derech was that to go to the springs or the spring water, which was good, you had to get up 5 o'clock in the morning. He didn't want to do it. He didn't do it. Because he was afraid Hashem would have a tiny tone. Springs, for this, to enjoy, to relax, to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, to daven, wake up 7 o'clock in the morning. Right? Now, it's not a kasha, that's the springs scheduled then, and the mini is 7 o'clock, but that's different, but Rabos, the idea exists from us. You have to be so careful, you have to be careful how to be knowing, not to take away from Kavod Hashem, to put more and more focus, more and more emphasis on Hashem Shemaim, giving chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the other hand, fakir, excessive involvement in the world, even kosher mutter things, could potentially bring to certainly of Chil Hashem. Now, obviously different madregas, and doesn't mean to be kosher all these things. I wouldn't recommend if you go to the spa and you can't, and you have to get a pot of more, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, you should do it, son. I don't madrega. But you have to be sensitive to the need, to be careful, to cover Shemaim, not to be so extra, tremendously involved in things which could possibly go ahead and indicate, well, you put so much time, all your efforts, you beautify your house, you beautify your house, you have a beautiful car, and is the base manager so beautiful? Is your svarim, bouquet so beautiful? Is your Lubin Eshek so beautiful? Nah, that you don't care about. That's the Chil Hashem or both. That's a degree, and that's, in this case, the bigger Chil Hashem. Going to the Avodah Zarah is one level, but the bigger Chil Hashem, according to Rishonim, seems to be the fact that you provided people to see a certain inequity, how you treat the Moloch and how you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu.